From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting. This late-breaking story at this hour, South Korea says a missile launched by North Korea has flown over Japan. We're trying to get more details on that story, and we'll have that for you as soon as we can here on The Voice of America. President Trump said Thursday he's fairly close to a deal with congressional leaders to protect hundreds of thousands of young immigrants from being deported years after their parents illegally brought them into the United States. But he says any agreement must include what he called massive border security. He said, while we're working on a plan subject on a to getting massive border control. He said people want to see that happen. Young people brought here, no fault of their own, so we're working on a plan. We'll see how it works out. The president also on Thursday threatened to take action, unspecified action, against Iran next month. He expressed continued dissatisfaction with the 2015 nuclear agreement signed by Iran and a group of world powers, including the United States. On Air Force One, he told a group of reporters, "We are not going to stand for what they're doing to this country. They have violated so many different elements, but they've also violated the spirit of that deal. And you will see what we'll be doing in October. It will be very evident." He reiterated that it's a deal that should have never, ever been made. The United States on Thursday extended some sanctions relief for Iran under the 2015 nuclear deal, but no decision has been made on whether the Trump administration will preserve the deal itself. You're listening to news from The Voice of America in Washington. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson.